the 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Dane Maynard. As the largest land carnivores currently on the planet, polar bears are fearsome predators and the masters of their Arctic domain. But do these hulking animals also have a softer side toward each other? Or are their mating behaviors just as cold and unforgiving as their frozen habitat? Polar bears are generally solitary creatures that only come together to mate during the breeding season, which typically runs from late March to early May. It's not unusual for a male to track and follow a female for many miles. And males may even try to herd a female to an isolated area on top of an island, or in small bays, or up on high cliffs, in an attempt to monopolize mating and reduce competition from other males. However, observational studies suggest that these attempts fail more often than not, given that females are frequently seen among groups of competitive males. Polar bears are sexually dimorphic, and males are on average about twice the size of females by weight. But males do more than just size each other up and wait for a female to choose her mate. They engage in fierce battles which can result in broken canines, temporary wounds, and permanent scars, and typically end when the dominant male chases all its rivals away.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.